Hello, I'm John. I'm the number two son, and Doug was the number one, and Mark's number three, but that's just order. I think my dad loved us all. I know my dad loved us all equally, and then Lori came along and stole the show. They all got to just talk kind of off the cuff, and I've been given an assignment, so I'll see how well I adhere to it. I'd like to start first by reading a verse by Henry Van Dyke. If I can do it without crying. Just as a little background, my wife and I, we lost our son 14 months ago to cancer. He is 18 years old, and it was really fast. And when he had his crisis and almost died in November of 2006, then he went on hospice care, and the hospice worker gave me a booklet that's based on this verse, which I can no longer see. Okay. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the moving breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and the sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "Ah, there, she is gone." Gone where? Gone from my sight, that is all. She is just as large in mast, hull, and spar as she was when she left my side, and she is just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone says, "Oh, there, she is gone," there are other eyes watching her coming and other voices ready to take up the glad shout. Here she comes, and that is dying. Sorry. So last Wednesday at 12:45, I was just entering the back door at work after taking my daily noon walk when my cell phone started to vibrate. And it was Lori calling to let me know that Dad had died about 10 minutes earlier. I knew this was going to happen sometime, but I thought it could be weeks or maybe even months away. And with emotion in her voice, Lori briefly told me how Gwendolyn had been there when Dad took his last breath, and tears came to my eyes as we talked. When the short call ended, I slowly walked back to my desk and sat down. The screensaver on my work computer was going through the pictures of my son Stanford's short life of 18 years. And I sat there and watched for a while and pondered things of eternity. It was just a little over 14 months ago that my dad had dedicated Stanford's grave on a cold, snowy January day in New Hampshire. Cancer shortened Stanford's life, and he was the first of Merlin Larsen's descendants to pass on to the other side. So even though my dad was now gone from my sight, I knew that the voices of others were giving the glad shout, "Here he comes." And I felt certain that Stanford had elbowed his way to the front of the line to welcome Grandpa home, now free of pain and suffering, and now basking in the warmth of the Savior's love. As a 19-year-old, almost clueless young man, I was called to serve a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I went to France. My mom and dad faithfully wrote to me each week, and I faithfully responded, and the turn time is about 3 weeks to ask a question and get an answer, so it was really slow. But they were so faithful, and I should point out that Lori was too. She wrote me every week, Not too many little sisters do that. That was great. I remember as a missionary teaching the plan of salvation to those few people who would listen. And however, people then, just like now, are often so caught up in the cares of this life that they are unable or unwilling to understand the simple, beautiful truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. My dad taught these principles throughout his life as he served in many callings in the church and as he raised a family. And he lived it. Where did we come from? Why are we here on earth? What is the purpose of life? Is there life after death? The answers to these questions are found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that was the foundation of Dad's life. And because of his example, it's the foundation of my life as well. God has a plan for the happiness of his children, and it's called the plan of salvation, sometimes the plan of happiness. And it's centered on the atonement of Jesus Christ. As we follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, we find the answers to the questions of life, gaining inner peace, and earn eternal joy after death. Before we began life on earth, we lived with our Heavenly Father as one of his spirit children. And although it was a joyful existence, God knew that we could not continue to progress unless we left him for a time. He allowed us to come to earth, where we gain a physical body and have experiences that help us to learn and grow and become more like him. Here on the earth, we are proven to see if we will do all things whatsoever the Lord commands. Like my dad. Knowing that we would commit sin and mortality, like my dad, like me, like all of us, Heavenly Father provided a Savior, Jesus Christ, who by his atonement makes it possible for us to be forgiven through repentance and return to live with him. With the assistance and power of Christ, we can progress to become one day even as he is. Understanding this eternal perspective helps us find happiness in our lives, even amid trials and challenges, and we have plenty of those. As children of a loving Heavenly Father, we can view our struggles as stepping stones that bring us closer to him. As we ask for help and strength in earnest prayer, we can have the assurance that we are not alone. God loves us and will help us return to him. God's purpose, his work, and his glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of his children. He desires that all of us find peace in this life and a fullness of joy in his presence after this life. In order to become more like him, we need to receive a physical body, gain experience from overcoming trials and temptations, learn to walk by faith, learn to choose between good and evil, be humble, obedient, and kind, love and serve him and his children, devote our lives to doing good, help others to follow the example and teachings of Jesus Christ. My dad was a good example for me of all these things. I will be blessed forever because of his good example and the love he had for me and my brothers and my sister, and especially my mom. Heavenly Father directed Jesus Christ to create the earth as a place for us to live and gain experience. While on the earth, we are out of God's physical presence and do not remember our pre-earth life. We must walk by faith rather than by sight. And faith is a hard thing for people that are very logical. Engineers, yeah, we struggle with that. But we have faith. Heavenly Father knew at times we would make incorrect choices, so he provided a way for us to overcome our mistakes and weaknesses through the atonement of his Son, Jesus Christ. Through Christ's atonement, we can repent and be forgiven of our poor choices and learn from them. Physical death is a step forward in Heavenly Father's plan. At the time of physical death, our spirit leaves our body and goes to the spirit world where we continue to learn and progress. In the spirit world, our memories of this life and the knowledge we have gained on earth remains with us. And I'm sure Dad's just happy to have that all back. He was frustrated here at the end. One of the great gifts of God to all who come to earth is the resurrection, which is made possible by the atonement of Jesus Christ. On the third day after his crucifixion, Jesus Christ became the first person to be resurrected. His spirit was reunited with his glorified, perfected body, and he could no longer die. When our bodies and spirits are reunited through the resurrection, we will be brought into God's presence to be judged, and with a perfect memory of our righteousness and our guilt. We will be rewarded according to our works and our desires. If we have repented, we will receive mercy. And just as some of life's sweetest joys come through family associations, the loss of a beloved family member is a source of deepest sorrow. But death is not the end of our relationships with cherished loved ones. The Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith that the same sociality which exists among us here will exist among us there in eternity, only it will be coupled with eternal glory. That's the end of what I had written, but I want my mom to know how much I love her. Mom and Dad have been the greatest influence in my life, stalwart and strong. Dad was always kind. I remember as a little kid, the games that he'd play with us. My brothers and sister didn't talk about this at all, but the house that I was born in, and we were all born at home, and that we grew up in, it was possible to go from the living room to the hallway to the kitchen to the playroom to the living room, and you could run around and around and around, and there was a stairway that was in the middle of it. And under the stairway, there was a door in the living room, and you could get into it from the playroom, and that was just cool, you know, because we could run around. Well, my dad, he loved to play with us, and I don't know why, but it was called hombre. You know, he was a mean old hombre, and he'd put his thumbs in his pants like this, and he'd lean over and he'd go, and us kids, we'd just would run away, and we'd run into the kitchen, and then we'd hide under the stairs, thinking, "Ooh, we're safe." And we'd hear him stomping around, stomp, stomp, and then he'd come into the living room and open the little access door and reach in and grab a leg, and the kid screaming, no, he'd pick us up, and then he'd take us into the parents' bathroom that was in the hallway, and he'd put us in the bathtub, and he'd say, "You stay there." And then he'd go out and he'd catch the next one. And one by one, he'd catch all of us boys and throw us in this bathtub. And then he'd shut the door. And we'd be wondering, "Oh, no, do we dare go out?" And we'd kind of get out. And, of course, the first time he'd be at the door. He'd open the door. And he'd go run back in. So then finally he'd go away and we'd run out and start running around again. But, you know, those kinds, that's my dad. He was great. And Mark talked about climbing the mountain. I did that for my kids. I think we've all probably done that for our kids, just the fun times. I'm going to miss my dad. I live in New Hampshire. That's 2,500 miles away. I've lived there for 23 years. So I'm envious of Doug's time that he's had with Dad. But it was the right thing for us to be out there, raise our children there. We're still in the process of it. How do you get through it, Mom? I am thankful for this opportunity that we've had. It's been challenging for these last 2.5, 3 years, but as Lori pointed out, it has brought us together as siblings, and I want it to keep on going, so we're coming out in July for a vacation again, bringing the whole family, and family is where it is. I learned that so much when my son died of cancer. Focus changes. Dad had it right. He loved people, loved his children, and I'm trying to be more like my dad. We play hombre. Yeah, okay. Love you, Mom. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.